I don't know when the travel bug started. I think it all started when I worked in Lake Louise, and I met people not just from Japan, from all over the world, because people from, there's a prince there from Saudi Arabia came through. We had lots of Japanese tourists coming through the Lake Louise, mm-hmm. and maybe that sparked my interest in traveling, because it was about 5 years after that, when I finished university, that I took off and I went backpacking all over Australia, New Zealand, Southeast Asia, and into Japan. And that sort of cemented my relationship with Japan, because once I went back home, I worked for one more year, and then I came back on the JET program.
Wasn't like your parents, worried about you? Like, they're not a big traveler, right?
Yeah.
And then suddenly after college, you're going, I'm going backpacking to, I don't have that much money, but I'm going to go to Europe, I'm going to go to Tokyo, Japan, weren't they freaked out?
Very much, especially since I went by myself.
Yeah.
I went by myself, every time I'd call them or I'd send a letter, I'd say, I met another person, I never met another person. And they'd say, well, be careful. You don't know who he is or who she is. It was a little scary for me, I must say, because I'd never done anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
My first night in Australia, my first night away.
It was a youth hotel, or?
Yes, a hostel.
Hmm.
And there was a room of maybe 15 other guys, and it was a bit strange to me. I actually, when I landed, I had no idea where I was going.
Hmm. You didn't speak the language, right?
I can speak the language.
You did?
Well, in Australia.
Oh, it's Australia, not Austria?
Not Austria, no.
Oh, okay. Australia,
but my first time in Japan, that was quite a shock too, because when I arrived in Tokyo, I arrived at 11 p.m. And I had 25 minutes to get to a bus that I was taking to Kyoto, and I had to find where the bus was. And I remember not speaking any Japanese, and people spoke English, but not the people I met. And so I was running from place to place, making bus sounds, trying to find where the bus was.
Mm-hmm.
So that scared me a little bit too. But
mm-hmm. And he found it though.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
A Japanese gentleman actually walked me or ran me to the bus stop.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because he was the one person that spoke English, and he was actually, I think he was, if I remember correctly, he worked for the train, for JR, the JR train system, and he actually left his post and ran me to where the bus was, because I was going to be late.
Okay, so what was your first impression, after Narita then? So you went directly to Kyoto, right?
Yes.
On that uncomfortable bus, right?
It wasn't too bad. It was a night bus. The reason I took the night bus, I figured it out. I had a book, and I figured out that I might as well take the bus to Kyoto overnight, because then I wouldn't have to, I was backpacking, not much money, I wouldn't have to pay for accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
And when I arrived so late into Tokyo that I didn't know where I would find a place to sleep. So, so yes, it wasn't too uncomfortable, I thought.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Kyoto, so you got to Kyoto the next morning, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your first impression?
It was fascinating. I knew where I was going to stay,
mm-hmm.
or I had an idea, I had a book, and so I called, and the gentleman at the, it was a hostel,
mm-hmm.
a small hostel. Actually, it wasn't a hostel more, it was, ryokan?
Ryokan?
Ryokan, yes.
Ryokan.
Mm-hmm. And there were other foreigners staying there, and the gentleman who owned it spoke English somewhat, and so I walked there. And then afterwards, I spent the whole day walking around. I just walked, the first day, I don't think I saw any shrines or any temples.
Mm.
I just walked and walked around looking at the houses, and I just was fascinated. I thought Kyoto, and to this day, I still love Kyoto. I think it's a very beautiful city.
What's your favorite temple in Kyoto?
The Golden Temple.
Golden Temple?
Yes. What's it called in
King
Japanese?
Katsuji.
Yes, Senkatsuji.
King Senkatsuji.
Yeah. Okay. But I love the path of philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you say that in Japanese?
How do you say what in Japanese?
It's a path of philosophy, they
passive,
call it.
Passive philosophy?
Yes. It is. It has all the cherry blossom trees.
Passive philosophy.
They call it. I can get my Japanese book. I know where it is.
Passive philosophy.
They call it the path of philosophy.
Nandaro, passive philosophy.
I'll find it.
So basically, you started from Australia,
mm-hmm.
and then where'd you go after that? Then Tokyo?
I went.
New Zealand?
I went Tokyo, or Australia, to New Zealand.
New Zealand, okay.
I was New Zealand for a month, and then
New Zealand to where?
To Singapore.
Singapore, okay.
And then Malaysia.
Malaysia.
And Thailand.
Thailand, okay.
Then Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
And then I went to Japan.
That was the final stop?
I actually stopped in Los Angeles on the way home.
Okay, L.A. Wow. This should have cost a lot of money.
No, actually, there was a special youth ticket to fly. I could, as long as I flew in one direction. So I flew all the way to New Zealand, and then on my way back, I had to keep going in one direction. The total ticket cost $2,000 for all those stops.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the whole duration of this trip was about, what, a month or two? 2 months?
No, I was 8 months.
Eight months?